let's start from Tanura bottom. Go from the bottom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 15 lines from the bottom, the third word on the line is Tanura bottom. And we'll start from there. That's kind of like bring us back to where we were. So the Gemara says like this: Tanur Rabbanim, Hiniach Banim. So if the Kohen passes away and he leaves sons. So Elu ve'Elu Ochlin. So then both the Avdei Tzom Barzel and the Avdei Milug, both of them are going to be able to eat truma. And why is that? Why is that going to be the case? So look at Rashi. Elu Avdei Milug ve'Avdei Tzom Barzel Ochlin the Avdei Milug Ochlin b'Shvila. Right, meaning the Avdei Milug really belong to the woman from the time that she came into the marriage, and she's able to eat truma because she has sons. The sons who are Kohanim will allow her to eat truma. Right? She ochelas b'Shvil Baneha va'Avdei Tzom Barzel Ochlin b'Shvil Banim, and the Avdei Tzom Barzel now belong to the sons, and there are sons there, so that both of them can eat truma. Fine. Hinicha mu'beres. If he passes away and his wife is pregnant, elu ve'elu ein ochlin. Right? So then both Avdei Tzom Barzel and the Avdei Milug both don't eat truma. Right? Why do they both not eat truma? Rashi, sha'ubar ein ha'machil, lo'as ima v'lo'as ha'avadim. We mentioned before, because the fact that she's pregnant, this is an assumption, again, it's presumably that they have no other children at this point. So then the unborn child doesn't allow his mother to eat, and doesn't allow the avadim to eat either, because the child is only posel, it's not machil. Fine. So what if you have both, right? And this is really the case that our mission started with, right? You have, he passes away, he has sons, and his wife is pregnant. Avdei Milug Ochlin, Kederech Shehi Ocheles, the Avdei Milug eat because she's allowed to eat, because she has sons already. And Avdei Tzom Barzel, Lo Yochlu Mipnei Chelkol Shel Ubar, Shel Ubar Posel Ve'Eino Machal Di Rabbi Yossi, right? And the reason that the Avdei Tzom Barzel don't eat is because, like we've said before, because this child, now he inserts himself into this group, he's going to be one of the Yorshim, and he's not going to be allowed making the meat, so now none of the Avadim can eat because of the Tzom Barzel, because maybe they're part of that Chelek, which is owned by the Ubar, who again, it does not allow other people to eat Shuma. That's Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi Omer, and we'll see, the Gemara will explain this case, this Shita later on. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, says, Mishum Aviv, it says the name of his father, who was Rabbi Yossi, Habas ma'achelas haben eino ma'achel, that the daughter allows others to eat, the ben does not, and we're going to have to explain what does that mean. Rashi says we'll explain later in the Gemara, and we will. Mishum ben Yochai, Omer, Mishum ben Yochai presents a third opinion here. Omer zacharim yochlu kulan, nekevos lo yochlu. Why? Shema yimsa ubar zachar, ve'in labanos b'makam ben klum. So Mishum ben Yochai says, what happens if there are boys? So then the avadim can eat. All the avadim can eat. If there are only girls, so then they don't eat. Why? Because maybe the ubar is going to be a boy. And when there's girls and boys together, so then the girls have no sheikha. So what's going on here? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, kulan zacharin. So first of all, the language that in the other year says all boys. That's not the case. So Rashi, changed the gear. So rather you say, the way we have in our Gemara, zacharim yochlu, if you have boys, then the avanim can eat. Why? And the kevos can't. Why? Says Rashi. Im yesh zachar b'banim. If there's any males in the children, ochlim ha'avadim b'shvilos. Then all the avanim can eat because he's the only right. Whatever boys are there are the only they're the only yorshim in halacha. Right? The only sons officially are yorshim in halacha. So as long as there's any male children, so the avadim are able to eat because of him. And he assumes velo chashin lechalko sheubar, right? And we're not nervous. Well, maybe what about the baby who's going to be born and he is going to mess up this group, right? Because now his chaylach, like we said, he doesn't allow him to eat. And why are we not worried about that? The shem and akevahi, because maybe the baby's going to be a girl anyways, right? Ve'in la chaylach v'malkam ben, because there's two possibilities. One is that this child is going to be born. So maybe it'll be a girl. If it's a girl, then it has no shaykhus, no connection to the Yerusha anyways. So the male Yorish will still, again, be there and allow everyone, all the Avadim to eat. And if it's going to be a boy, Shema Tapil, right? Maybe it could be, Rachman Litzlan, the mother will have a miscarriage. Right? Shekol ha-yodos mechza zecharem u-mechza nekevos, because you look at it from a percentages perspective, right? 50-50 chance, boy or girl, but also yeshem apilos. But they're also going to be, they're also women who have miscarriages. So what do you do? So smoch miuta de mapilos le mechza de nekevos, havelhu zecharem harim liyoresh miuta ulmiuta lo chashina. Right, so we're now, what you basically do is like this. You take a look at it. 50% chance of boy, 50% chance of girl. But even the chance that's going to be a boy, so there's the possibility that if it's a male child, that she could have a nafil. In which case, the likelihood of a healthy male child is the minority. And so we're not concerned for that minority possibility. And therefore, that's why, that's what Shmuel Yochai says, as long as you have a boy in this group, we're not concerned about the Ubar. This is obviously, disagrees with Rabbi Yossi, right, who assumes that the fact that there's any Ubar there, so that's going to make us concerned. So presumably, Rishon Mirchah says we're not concerned for that miut, and therefore we're not worried about it. Fine. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, my area shema yimtze Ubar zachar. Why do you say maybe the baby's going to be a boy? Typically, the nekeva, not mipasla. Meaning, what do you mean? Maybe it's a boy. Just go by the fact that the daughter's there, pasla itself. Like a Rashi, typically the inami havi nekeva, even if it would be a girl, right? Pasla the kevin shekol osan shalafaneni nekevos yesh leubar chilek behen afilu hi nekeva.
Is it by only if all daughters?
Right? Right, if it's all daughters, right, and the baby in the child, this ubar would end up being a daughter. So it would also passel, right? That why? Because since everyone else is already a daughter, right? So the Ubar is going to have a chilek with him, even if she's in the keva. So in which case there should be more of a, you know, more of a concern in that case, right? No, that's not how you say it. Right? Because it was zecharim yochlu kulan nekevos. What's the reason why nekevos al yochlu? Again, the reason why nekevos, they don't eat. I think that's one point we didn't explain, right? That
I think the way you read the Gemara is zuchar and yochel. If there's any boys
and kula nekevos,
and then kula nekevos,
right?
All girls,
correct?
All yechlu,
right,
yechlu.
Correct.
Why shema yimsa ubar zachar? Maybe
right.
The baby will be a boy,
and then in that case.
If there's already a boy, the fact that the baby's
then,
also a boy,
then they're need anyways. But if it's all girls and there's an ubar, so the concern is that boy will come in and mess and
right.
and mess things up, right? Because as long as I guess the question is in that scenario is the Shmuel Lazar going with this opinion that if it's all girls, right? If it's cool on the kevos, they don't eat because maybe the baby's going to be the ubar's going to be a zachar. Right. So and in that case. He's going to, again, he can't be machil, right? Mm-hmm. And in that position, he'll, when you just have daughters, if you were just daughters without an ubar, they would eat, presumably, mm-hmm. because of the other yorshim, right? Because
right.
of the father's brother or the right. father, right? Who the other people would be yorish. But now once you're going to have the son, the possibility of a son, and a son who can't be machil, he's going to mess up this whole process because now you'll have a possible yorish, but he's a possible yorish who doesn't allow you to eat. Right, so that's why they were. That's the question. Are we choshesh for that possibility? So the Gemara says, but who? Why are you concerned that maybe he's a zachar? Maybe just the fact that she'll be a nekeva itself will passel. Right? Even if the baby's a girl, right? Even if the baby's a girl, since all the other children are girls, right? And the ubar is going to have a certain. Chilik in that, so that'll pass also. But here the question is, why is that going to be a problem? Mm-hmm. Remember, I understood this yesterday, but now it's not making sense to me. All right, so presumably, I guess the question that you have to say within the Shita Rishon Mirchai that he's not assuming that you have to say that he's not assuming that when there are all girls. That the question of Yerusha would then go back. You know, we just ask who's the closest Yorish, and the closest Yorish is his, you know, the father's brother or the father's father or whatever, who's a Kohen. That's not enough. And the fact that there are daughters there, apostles, the Abdei Tzom Barzel from being able to eat. So in case, if you assume that, fine. If you assume that, then the Gemara's question is, I don't understand. Who cares that maybe it's a boy? It doesn't matter if it's a boy. If you assume that just the fact that they're all girls is a problem, so then it doesn't allow the Avarim to eat, so who cares? Maybe it's a Zachar. Even if it's not a Zachar. So it says the Gemara, no, Chada va'od kama, right? It's a way that the Gemara talks sometimes, right? Meaning Chada, then a keva nami pasal. Number one, if it was a girl, so anyways it would pasal. But va'od, shema yimsa'u ba'zachar ve'in labanas makam ben klum. And it, certainly, even if it would be a boy, so that would also be a problem. Meaning it's not one or the other, it's kind of both issues are there, and that's why it says it that way. Okay, fine. So the Gemara now is going to attack the other part here. So Zacharim Yochlu Ve'ayika Ubar. Right? What's going on here? Meaning the question the Gemara asked now is, but wait a second. Pshim Rechai says if you have even one male, right, then the Avadim eat. But wait a second. I thought there's a unborn fetus here who could mess everything up. I thought, right? So answer the Gemara. No, Kasavar Ein Choshel Miuta. No, so you have to say that he holds that we're not choshish for that miut. We're not choshish for the possibility that the child is going to be a boy. Okay.
What difference would it if you already have a son?
Yeah.
If the fetus was a boy, so the one can still eat.
Because the concern is that if the ubar is the if the ubar ends up being a boy and it's a boy that was unborn at the time the father died,
right.
So then he's going to, then we say that this ubar is post-sel ve'eino machil. I guess it's only a boy fetus that we're concerned for, meaning a boy fetus, when he's then, if it turns out he was a boy, right? They weren't doing an ultrasound, right? So they don't know until he's born.
Right.
But the point is that once he's born, what do we find out? It turns out that at the time when the father passed away, there was an unborn son,
right,
who doesn't have that same status as a usual kohen to allow,
they were sons still alive already.
Right, but they're concerned. But they assume that since, and this is what the shita of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah is, that the son that is that ubar, not only does he not allow the avadim to eat truma, but he actually messes up the whole group. That if you have one ubar, if you have one individual, this ubar amongst 10 sons, now the concern is that every one of those avadim doesn't know which one of me is owned by this unborn child, right?
And so because any one of them might be owned by this guy, and presumably
at this point the Gemara is assuming that's only true if the child that's born ends up being a boy. But if the child who's born ends up being a girl, so then the whole question doesn't even start, right? And that's why. But so the hinicha miuberes, we don't eat. Meaning the Mishnah just says it's stam. But the assumption now is that it's only really true if that uber ends up being a girl. Ends up being a boy.
So we don't argue the other way, that's saying that forget the uber, that there were surviving male children, so they all can eat because there are surviving male children.
So that's what Rishim Berachai says.
Right?
Rishim Berachai is saying, I don't care about that. Right? Right. So the question is, why doesn't Rishim Berachai care? Right? And this is actually the Gemara's question now. Meaning, do we assume that it's the issue of Ein Choshin Lemiyut? Like, he's like, okay, so maybe it could be a boy, I don't care. Or do you assume, and we saw this yesterday, I think, in one of the shitos we saw, who said, no, it's just because we don't assume that the chelik of the ubar has its own chelik, like, to mess things up, per se. So, that the aim is zak on the ubar, that the ubar doesn't have any connection to the Yerusha. So if he's an ubar, so he's disqualified entirely. So that's going to be the question here, actually. So the question becomes, why is Shimon Yochai, who says Zacharim Yochlu, what do you mean Zacharim Yochlu? Rav Yossi already told us, Zacharim, the fact that they are boys is not okay as long as there's still an unborn child there. Why are we concerned? So that's Gemara says, Kasavra ein choshen lemiuta. So you have to assume, Shimon Yochai, the Gemara says, assumes that, yeah, he understands that if the ubar would taka be a boy, so we would have that concern, but at the moment when he passes away, we don't know yet. I guess, right? The shaila, I guess, only applies in this scenario. If the concern is that it's only true if he's a boy, if it turns out later that she gives birth and it's a girl, at that point, presumably according to this approach, we go back, we revert back.
Retroactively, and they could have
eaten. They could have, and even Mikan Lahaba, maybe going forward, once she has a baby and it's a girl, they can go eat. And they can eat again, presumably. I mean, the shalah is only going to apply while we don't know.
But that doesn't happen until she gives birth and it's a boy?
No, once she gives birth, so right, what happens if she gives, according to the other sheet, according to Yochai, once she gives birth to a boy, now they have to stop eating truma.
Right.
Presumably. I think. I guess. I wasn't thinking about it like that, but that's what it sounds like now, right? And in Choshen Mutar, Rashi says, L'shem b'hei zachar, I don't care, maybe it's a boy. V'yesh lo chilek b'hen. And then he has a chilek in these people. The bus are rubas linan, verubi yodos, onakebos, oma pilos kibrish. Right? Based on that row we saw before, either it's going to be a girl or, right, or the possibility of a navel. Right, so one possibility that Rishim Yochai says, reason zacharim any boys, the avadim kahidi, is because we're not choshes for miyut. V'i b'yisem, or if you want to say, lo'olam kasavar choshen l'miyut. Maybe Rishim Yochai also said, we are choshes l'miyut in general. And what happens here? And here, what do we do? We make a fix. We have a halachic fix for the situation. What's that? That we had this before. I don't remember what Masechta was this. But we had it. It wasn't in Ksubas, Kiddushin, or Gittin. But it was one of the Masechta we talked, I think. That if you have Yisomim, right? So children, the parents pass away, the father passed, the parents pass away, and the children are katanim, right? And they have to split up their father's nechasim. So what do? So Bezdin ma'amidin lehem apotropis. So Bezdin sets for them some type of agent who's going to be in charge of the estate. Ubor lehen chelak yafe. And the apotropis decides each kid, how much they get, where they get it, the chel that's good for them. And higdilu yecholim limchos. And that Bryce says that when they get older, they can actually argue. Say, no, that chelak isn't good for me. I want to switch. Rav Nachman didei omer higdilu en yecholim limchos. Rav Nachman actually says when they get older, they can't argue. Why? Dim kei makoch beitzin yafe. If you're going to say that once they get older, they can argue, that means that the decisions that apotropos make are not really real, right? But the bottom line is, why is this important? The point of here is that what does that mean that Bezdin can make an apotropos and they can decide who gets what, right? The answer is that if that's how it works, if Bezdin can make an apotropos who's going to decide which child gets which, what can they do? Do the same thing when it comes to these avadim and to the different things that the children are going to get from the father. And look at Rashi. Right, so you give the ubar other nechasim lechelko venim su avadim kun lechelcha noladim. So what do? You say all the born children get the avadim, right? When if you set that up, good. So now they can all eat truma. And then what about the ubar? The ubar will get all the stuff. He'll get the car. He'll get the whatever it is. He's going to get something else. Avahecha the kula and the kevas, but if they're all girls, right? So lo matzinu lemeba takanta. You can't do that. Why? Shemi hea ubar zachar viheya kol shalom. Interesting, right? Because if it's all girls, so that's this explains the two things that Rishim Yochai said, right? On the one hand, if there's any boys, we're not worried about the ubar, right? Why? Because I'm not choshev for me, and if I am choshev for me, I can give him something else, right? But if it's all girls, so I am choshev shlemiut. So then, that's why I can't say, I'll give him something else. He gets everything. He's the only boy. Right? So that's not going to work. Okay, fine. So, says the Gemara, wait a second. Leima, the Rav Nachman Tanahi. Maybe this approach, our Rav Nachman and Shmuel, this idea of splitting up the different parts of the Yerusha for the children, for the Yisomim, maybe that's actually Machlokos Tanahi. Why is it Nidah Nochot Tanayim? Why is Gemara asking that question? Look at Rashi. Lema de Rav Nachman Tanahi, mi da amr Shimin Zacharim Yochlu, mishum takanta de Rav Nachman. If Rav Shimin really is of the approach now, right, that the boys can eat, why? We are concerned for that baby being a boy. But nevertheless, we can, give him something else. Mechlal de Tanakama da amar avdei tzom barza lo yochlu afile bitakanta kamar. Right? Meaning the sheet that we saw earlier, right, which was the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, right, who said that if there are boys in a miuberes, right, then they don't eat the nichtzei tzon barzel, right. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. That you can have 10 sons, but if but the wife is pregnant, so then they can't eat the avadim can't eat nechnei son barzel. Why? Because we're concerned for this baby. So what do you have to say? So maybe Rabbi Yossi. So fine. So Rishim Yerchai holds right like this opinion that you can like Rav Nachman that you can set up the apotropis and he can decide who gets what. So what do you have to argue? And Rabbi Yossi presumably doesn't hold like that. Right, that's Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from this, and he says even one child, even the ubar, can mess up everything. So maybe it's a machlokas tanaim. So it says Gemara, no. And by the way, when you say the whole life of Rav Nachman is not a tana. Right, so just we're talking about tanaim arguing, right? But the point is that not the whole life of Rav Nachman was born after them, but they hold like the shita of Rav Nachman. Right, they agree with this idea. So the Gemara is now exactly saying this exact point. So maybe this idea of Rav Nachman actually isn't so simple. Maybe not everybody agrees, and maybe the Hagufa is the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rishon Bar Yochai. So Gemara says, no. Lo. The Kulei Alma is Lehud Rav Nachman. Everyone agrees that the Bezdin can set up an apotropis. That's not a question. Okay. V'hacha b'chosh l'myuta kam b'flegi. No, and the actual machlokas, the machlokas between Rishon Bar Yochai and the machlokas, and Rav Yossi is about the first possibility, right, which is whether Rechosh is premier or not. Are we concerned that maybe this baby will be a boy and mess up the whole thing, or no? I'm not nervous because it's more likely he'll be a girl or an Aphel, in which case I'm not concerned for that. Fine. So Rishim Rishmo Rabbi Yossi Omer Rishim Aviv Habas Macheles Haben En Machel. Right. So we saw this line before, right? And this line before said. This is the line we didn't explain, right? That the bas is my gemara changes from ma'achel to ma'achel. That's right, it's proper grammar. And the bas can allow these avarim to eat, and the ben cannot. Okay, so gemara says ma'ishna ben de lo ma'achel mishum chel tal she'ubar bas nami lo tachil mipnei chel tal she'ubar. What's the difference between the boy and the girl? Right? Why should if the ben is eino ma'achel again? Presumably because of that. Yeah, look at Rashi for 1 second. Bahabas ma'achil, see that Rashi? It's a little bit further down on the page. The last two lines of the word. Words in line, habas ma'achil. Kasaka daita chakam, this is what they think. At this point, the Gemara assumes. Im yesh kan bas, velo ben, if there's a daughter, no son, ma'achil avadim, the avadim can eat. Aval im zacharim heim, lo yochlu avadim. But if there's sons, then you can't. That's the assumption the Gemara is making at this point. So Gemara says, why? If the girls have to wait because of their concern of the chelik of the ubar, the boy should also have that concern. Okay? So Amar Abaye, no. Hacha b'nechasim mu'atim askina. What are we talking about? The case we're dealing with is a case where there are very, very few, there's very little. The Yerusha is very small. The inheritance is extraordinarily small. Why? Ukugon di'ika ben bahadibas. And there's a son together with the daughters. Why do we care about nechasim mu'atim? So look at Rashi. Rashi explains that when you have a very small amount of inheritance, says Rashi, the tikkun rabbanon habanos yazunu v'abanim yishalu al psachim. The halacha is that if you have a very, very small amount of inheritance, the assumption is that the daughters are going to, that the father would want, or chazal, I should say, set it up, that he shouldn't have, that the boys get the inheritance and the daughters are poverty stricken. Right? So there's such a small amount that the daughters aren't going to have what to support themselves, we actually give the daughters, I mean the rabbanim, we actually uproot the daraisa and give the money to the daughters, and the sons have to be the ones to go, you know, collect or whatever, because it shouldn't be the daughters who are the ones who are forced to go collect. So if it's a very small amount of money, so that's left over, so the daughters are the ones, or possessions, whatever it is, or land. So the daughters actually get the Yerusha, and the boys are the ones who have to go door to door. So that's why he says, right, Habas Macha Ben and Macha. Why? Because in that case, it's the daughter who has the Yerusha in that case, and the son doesn't. So now the daughter's one has the Yerusha, so she's the one who's going to activate the question of the Avadim being able to eat or not. Okay, fine. So Arma Bay Hakam and Achasim Uati Maskidan go into Ika Ben Bahadibas. Right, and there's a son, at least a son, together with a daughter. Why? Manavshach. Ihai de ma'abra ben. If the child who was the ubar is a boy, right? Lo adif mehai de kai. He's no different than those that are alive already, right? I basi. And if the ubar ends up being a daughter, right? Amai achla bitakanta derabanan kamen delo nafek la'avir olam lo takini rabbanan. So look at Rashi. Could go into ego ben behada. So Rashi says the hachbas is ben together with the girl. The havukulu becheskas haben midaraisa. Right, really all the money belongs midaraisa. The money all belongs to the son. Right, the hashta mimanavshas. It goes either way. Right, e ubar zacharu. If the ubar ends up being a boy, lo adif mihayde shaklinu rabbanan mine. Right, he's no different than the boys who had already had the money taken from them. And so, if he's a boy, so fine. So the money is taken from him now also, and it's given to the daughter. Anyways, and if it ends up being a girl, there's already a boy there. Okay. So the assumption is it makes no difference. Because in the end of the day, what was the case? The case was Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi Omer Mishum Aviv Habas Macheles Haben Enu Machel. And the assumption here is even in the case of an Ubar, right? There's a boy and a girl at least, and there's an Ubar there. So if there's a daughter and the Ubar has a daughter, so fine. If it's a boy, so there's no difference. He has it taken away from him anyways, right? So he doesn't play a role. And if he's a girl, we already took it away from, if she's a girl, if it ends up being a girl, so then why do we not care at that point? So she's just like the daughters who are already there, that the Chazal gave it to them, I guess. Right? Came the Yish ben Zachar lefanenu, in l'ubar nekeva chelek bahen, ela bitakan terabon. Meaning, presumably the point is, it's no, Chazal already taken the money and given it to the daughters anyways.
Right, she only has a right by the takana,
right,
as a result.
Right. So we don't care. Right. So the fact that it's a daughter doesn't make it, the bas is only machel, only postal, but not machel. The halacha doesn't apply to a daughter in that way. So that's what doesn't mess it up.
And kam the love of your olam lo takin your rabbanan.
The only reason the daughter did it in the first place is because they gave him this transfer midir rabbanan. But that din only applies to those who've already been born, and that din doesn't apply. She's not born yet, so if she's a boy, if the Uber is a boy, it's taken away from him anyways. If it's a girl, the takana, it's a takana only. The takana doesn't apply to only to guys born children. Fine. So Gemara said, wait a second, we're out of time. Okay, fine. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow.